The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Community Fund. To find out more, go to hiwcf.org.uk.
Hey everyone, Toby here, and welcome to the last episode of Toby's Tech News that I record here at the Vectis Radio Studio. But have no fear, for I will still record and send in my tech news each week to keep you all updated. So let's get started. First in tech news, Apple has announced their dates for their WWDC keynote for the 10th of June up until the 14th of June, where they have announced they will go over their new updates of software improvements. However, there have been hints from the CEO Tim Cook and hints from the community that Apple are thinking about working with an AI firm, such as Google or OpenAI, to integrate generative AI features into their devices. They are also working on revising the AirPods Max and redesigning the home screen on iPhones. Do you think this will be a good move for Apple? In other news, the US state has officially passed a law for social media companies to ban social media accounts made by under 14s. Titled HB3 and signed by Governor Ross DeSantis, the law states that under 14 accounts must be deleted by social media companies in the US state of Florida starting from next year, or fines of up to $50,000 may be given. Do you agree with this decision? What are your thoughts on it? And finally, in this week for tech news, Elon Musk's first patient for his company Neuralink that makes brain chips that allow people to use technology with nothing but their mind. 29-year-old Noland Arbar, who is paralysed from the shoulder, had a video shown last week in which he used a computer and moved the cursor on the screen with nothing but his mind because of the brain chip in his head. Being the first patient for Elon Musk's company, do you think he resembles a promising future for the advancement of brain-based tech? Anyways, thank you for joining me for this week. Join me next week for the next episode of Toby's Tech News.